Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Life Behind Home Plate podcast. I'm your host, John. I'm the Vice President of the Evergreen Baseball Umpires Association based out of Vancouver, Washington. And today we are talking about a topic that I think is quickly overlooked. There's a lot of stigmas around the topic that we're going to discuss today. And our topic is, what level are you really umpiring for? I know for me that understanding what type of umpire I want to be, whether it be, I really want to be a great little league umpire or a rec ball umpire or a high school umpire, or maybe that there are some of you out there that really want to work the majors. But understanding what level of umpiring you want to pursue is so critical, because one of the lies that we tell ourselves in this business is that the best umpires make it to the major leagues. That's not always true. In my journey as an official, and I've worked from youth all the way to Division II, I have seen some of the best umpires, some of the best officials in all sports working little league or rec ball, because that's the league that they love. That's the league that they absolutely want to be at. That's the league that they invest in. And I have met some absolutely fantastic umpires that would probably hate working college ball or would hate working the major leagues, even though, in my opinion, their judgment is absolutely phenomenal. So we need to flip the narrative. The best umpires are not the umpires that make it to the major leagues, but they are the umpires that understand their level, commit to it, and master it. I can tell you from personal experience, I have seen college level umpires come down and work rec ball games, and they are some of the worst officiated games that I've ever seen, because these college umpires think that everyone wants to get to college, and that's not the tone for a lot of rec leagues. There's a lot of rec leagues where people want to have fun, they want to enjoy themselves, it's not overly serious. And when you have an umpire that is incredibly serious coming down to a rec level, most of the time it spells disaster. So, in the same way that not everyone who's a great rec league umpire would thrive in college, not every college umpire would thrive in the rec leagues. So it's important that you know, as an umpire, what are some of your personal goals? What are your family time needs? How far are you willing to travel and be away? What's your stress tolerance? How much are you willing to invest outside of each game, doing rule study and breakdown of old game film? So let's go level by level. Let's discuss the different expectations, the challenges, and the required skill set, and let's see what level connects with you the most. Now, let's start with Little League and Rec Ball. These leagues are normally focused around empathy and teaching moments. As an umpire, you will work with coaches, you'll work with young kids, you'll work with emotional parents to teach the rules of baseball. There's a lot of teaching at this league, there's a lot of interactions with players when they do something that goes against the rules of baseball. There's a lot of moments where you're going to have to listen to a coach and correct them on their interpretation of the rules. So if you enjoy teaching, if you really enjoy working with young players, if you love fostering the future of baseball, this is a great league. A lot of these leagues focus on game management, on safety, on keeping things fun. Most of the time, not all the time, there are the parents are not going to get too crazy yelling and screaming. Sometimes they will, and we're all human, but normally leagues have rules around conducts with coaches and players and parents, and the intensity of these games are normally pretty low. Now, moving up to high school ball, this is going to require you to have a sharper understanding and knowledge of the rules. You're also going to have to make sure that you have more precise mechanics. You're going to be communicating with your partner more. It's 90-foot bases, unlike a lot of little leagues, which are 60-foot bases, you're going to have to make sure you have an emphasis on professionalism and on presence. You're going to have to make sure your uniform is clean and ready to go, that your gear is in proper working order. You have to understand that coaches are competitive. A lot of these coaches do it for a living. They want to win. Their players are developing rapidly, and so a lot of coaches, don't want you to interact with their players. They don't want you teaching. They don't want you giving tips. All they want you to do is to enforce the rules. And your communication style and positioning is going to be pretty different. Now, I should go back to Little League real quick because travel is a huge part of these different leagues. In Little League, your farthest game is going to be probably 20 to 30 minutes. You're going to stay pretty local. With high school ball, your furthest game for the regular season, you may get 45 minutes, maybe an hour. Depends on where you live. Most of the time, high school ball is going to be in your local vicinity, but I know here in Clark County, we cover a territory of 625 square miles, and so some games are really close and some games are pretty far away. You get a mixture of both. Now, if you move on up to the college level, you have to understand that there's going to be more of intensity on pace. There's going to be layered strategy. There's going to be advanced mechanics. There's going to be a huge importance placed on judgment calls, on credibility. This is going to involve a lot longer travel. You're going to have to do a lot deeper rule interpretation and knowledge. There's going to be video reviews, and you're really going to spend your off season, your non-baseball season, you're going to be in the rule book. As an example, for my college football career, the closest game that I ever worked to home was 2.5 hours away, and that was incredibly rare. On average, I traveled one way 3 to 3.5 hours on any given Saturday. Now, we had to give weekly rules tests to the NCAA, and our football season started the Sunday after the Super Bowl. The Sunday after the Super Bowl, I had a rule test every Sunday night, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in Johnstown, PA, which was about 20, or no, it was about 45 minutes from where I lived. And so starting, the week after the Super Bowl, I was doing rules tests. I was watching film. I was getting ready for the season. And it really gave me, my season ended middle of December, so I had less than 2 months off. I had less than 2 months to enjoy my time with the family. I was expected, even in my off season, that I was working, I was doing rules tests, I was looking at old film and whatnot. So again, college ball, if that's something that you love, if you're willing to do the travel, if you're willing to be away from your family, then that's great. But I know for me, it got to a point after about 4 or 5 years that the travel was just too much. I didn't enjoy the work pace. I mean, I was spending 40 hours during the season outside of officiating, doing some sort of rules study. And in the off season, I was probably putting in 20 hours of work a week. And this was all the hope, that I would get up to Division I, which I didn't make. Division I wasn't looking for my style of officiating. I made it to Division II. I had a great career, but I realized that, hey, I'm probably not going to make D1, and that's okay. And because I'm not going to, this travel is just too much. Lastly is the pro and MLB. Now, to be a pro umpire, first of all, you're going to have to go to an umpiring school. Normally, it's about 50 students, and talking to Jim Joyce, the Major League umpire, normally only two students from each class get contracts with Major League Baseball. You're going to start off at single A and you are going to work your way all the way up to triple A. And if you're lucky enough, you're going to make the major leagues. The thing about this is it is a full-time commitment. You are constantly being evaluated. This is the most intense level that you're going to reach. Those players are trying to make a career out of it, just like you are. They're not looking to have fun. They're not looking to be your best friend as an umpire. You are standing between them and their goal of making the major leagues. So The intensity is incredibly high, and very few actually make it to the major leagues. The hard thing with so many people going to major league umpiring school and so few of umpires, it's actually harder to make it in the major leagues as an umpire than it is a player, is that you have about 8 years from the time you get into the majors, in the minor leagues, all the way up to the majors, because they have people coming up behind you. Basically, you have 2 years at each level. If you're not through single A in your first 2 years, you're probably going to get cut. And you have to remember that they can't create spots in the major leagues. And so if major league umpires are not retiring, if the top level is not retiring, there's no spots for you to go up to. So you may get stuck. You may be the world's best umpire. You may have the best judgment, but if there's not a spot for you, you're going to get cut. So know that if that is your goal, that there is an incredibly high attrition rate, that very few make it to the major leagues, and that for 9 months out of the year, you are not going to be with your family. You are going to be traveling. You're going to be living out of a suitcase. And for people that have kids or want a family, that may not be the path for you. So let's talk about choosing the right path. How can you reflect on your strengths, on your lifestyle, on your goals, on your values? Questions that I would ask anyone who wants to get into umpiring is, how much travel are you willing to do? If you're like, hey, maybe I can get to a game 45 minutes away, maybe, but hey, I'm really looking to do, games are 10, 20 minutes away, maybe 25. That's gonna affect, what level of ball you can do. Also, you have to think, do you like working with kids? Do you like working with teams? Do you like working with adults or elite athletes? Every level have their own benefits, and they also have their own stresses. If you've ever worked with elite athletes, no offense, but sometimes they can be real jerks. If you're looking for a fun umpiring experience, I shouldn't say great, but if you're looking to work with kids, you want to teach, you want to mentor, you want to help grow the game of baseball, then Little League and rec ball is probably right up your alley. If you're looking that, to a league that you can kind of be a little bit more individualized, that you can kind of put your own flair to your out calls and your safe calls, that's not college. College wants uniformity. If you have your own style that you like doing and you kind of like being a peacock and kind of the center of attention, that's probably going to be Little League and rec ball. Because the moment you get to high school, definitely the moment you get to college or going to the majors, the mechanics are going to be straightforward. There's not a lot of room left for individualization. Assigners want you to act and behave in a certain way. You will have a lot more freedom in Little League and rec ball than you will in high school and college. The last question that I tend to ask people is, do you like being a mentor or do you like being a technician of the rules? When you work high school and college, you are there to be a technician. You need to be skilled in your rule interpretation and your rule knowledge. That takes a lot different skills than if you're trying to teach someone, if you're trying to mentor a coach or mentor a player. And so really, do you like diving into the rule books? Do you want to read the rule books on your day off? Do you want to read the rule books on your vacation? If you do, then work in high level high school, college, and the major leagues, probably a good choice for you. If you just want to go out there, mentor, kind of have a general rule knowledge, study a little bit, but not too much, then you're probably looking at rec league and little league. So know that there's no wrong level. There's no wrong level of baseball that you can choose. There's only wrong expectations. If you go into a little league game expecting to run it like a college game, then you are going to be in trouble. In the same way, if you go into a college game looking to run it like a little league game, you are going to be in some big trouble. So once you know your level, then you can train for that level. Let's say you pick Little League. You want to work on conflict resolution, teaching tone, and having a fun atmosphere. When you get to high school, you want to train for solid mechanics. You want to understand the NFHS rules. You want to work on your professionalism. When you get to college, you want to really focus on your precision, your presence, and your advanced game flow awareness. So I know we've kind of talked about a lot tonight, but I do want to reiterate that the best umpires aren't always chasing the major leagues. They're not. They're mastering their level. I want to say that again. The best umpires aren't chasing the major leagues. They're mastering their level. And so I really would like to encourage you to take some time tonight to think about the questions that I asked. How much travel are you willing to do? Do you like working with kids, with teens, adults, or elite athletes? And do you see your role as more of a mentor or a technician of the rules? Now, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I want to encourage you, if you have a story about your season, don't be afraid to reach out. I can tell you that Monday night, 2 nights ago, I had an absolute dog shit of a game. For whatever reason, I could not find my strike zone. It was incredibly frustrating. And we will probably talk about that next week because it's hard. And it was really hard for me that I'm in the middle of a game. I can't find my strike zone. I'm trying to find it. And the harder I work at finding my strike zone, the bigger of a hole that I dig myself in. So join us next week as we talk about what do you do when you fall into a hole? What do you do when you're off your game? How can you recover in the moment or maybe later on that night so you can come back to the next game or the next pitch and call it in the way that it should. So thank you so much for listening today, y'all. I look forward to talking to you real soon, and I hope you have a great week of umpiring baseball.